Welcome to Magic's Big Adventure, a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast feature. This is Volume 11, More on Prophecies. I talked about Yoshiel and the whole Yoshiel thing, and what I think about in terms of prophecies as being memories, as opposed to actual visions of what will actually happen. So, I kind of talked about that. I wanted to get more into some of the specific stuff, and some of that's written down, in BelowTopSecret.com thread number 78096. And for those reading through it, by the way, it's an old thread. In a database transfer, the curly quotes got stripped out, and some of the characters got stripped out, and they're replaced by question marks, and that can make the reading a little strange. But if you can suffer through that, that thread is the predictions of the prophet Yoshiel, and covers the specifics, some of the specific things I predict, as well as some of my visions and impressions, and including things like aliens and stuff like that. Some pretty wild stuff. And some of that stuff in there, by the way, that's the mania talking. Magic's going to be famous around the world. People, maybe. So maybe that's just a bunch of self-inflation, and if it is, great. Looking through that thread, you'll no doubt say, well, gee, a lot of this stuff seems like the stuff from the Book of Revelation, the apocalypse. And, that's I've noticed that too. And so you could say, well, so what are you doing? You're just sitting down with a copy of the Book of Revelation and just, transcribing it into your thread. But no, I've got some theories on that. I mean, what might be going on there is, I tried to be a Christian for 25 years and it didn't work out for me. And by the way, for Christians out there, please don't take this the wrong way. I mean, if it's working for you, that's great. I just couldn't do it because it just wasn't adding up for me. For what it's worth, that doesn't mean I don't. There's a lot of things that are attributed to Jesus that I do agree with, but there's a lot of things that are attributed to Jesus I don't think he ever said. And that's one of the problems. I think there's a lot of lies that are passed off as being the teachings of Jesus. And I think a lot of people have twisted the words of Jesus to further their own personal agendas over the years. And it piles up over the centuries and turns into something that is different from what he actually said. So that's ultimately the reason I can't be quote unquote a Christian. Also, I don't think that we should be worshiping a human being. I just think that's wrong because we're brothers and sisters and Jesus was one of our brothers. So, it's self-deception to do that. That's the kind of thing demons want you to do. They want you to worship them. They want you to give them power. The Creator doesn't need you to do that. The Creator has all the power there is. So the Creator's not a petulant 2-year-old kid like some of the portrayals of God, but I'll save that for another time. So yeah, maybe it's just my Christian past that is revealing itself in this way. Although it's worth pointing out, these are things I see as images, visions in my mind. So when I'm reporting them, that's like something I'm seeing. And granted, maybe it's just the power of suggestion. The ironic thing, and this is actually the explanation that I'm favoring right now, is that I'm seeing because I think they are going to happen pretty much like that. However, and here's the irony, and the reason why that is that I think these are self-fulfilling prophecies. Brother John, I call him Brother Yonif, it's kind of an inside joke. he made these predictions almost 2 millennia ago. And no matter what religion faith you may have, you've probably heard of the apocalypse. You've probably heard of the Book of Revelation. And if you haven't by now, as the internet grows, more and more people are going to hear about this. So this is something that's been in the human psyche for 2 millennia, and that has a way of working itself into reality, just as by nature of the power of suggestion. It's a chicken and egg kind of thing, and that's one of the ironies of prophecy. I joke about that a lot. You say, I'll make my prophecies, and then that's how they'll come true, is because I said them, right? It sounds arrogant, I know, arrogant as hell. When you see the kind of stuff from this position and you're manic, well, that's pretty common to sound arrogant, and I plead guilty. But getting into, so let's get into some of the specifics here. One of the most specific things that's come out of all this, I keep getting this very strong feeling that in December of 2005, something big is going to happen, and I'm thinking around the middle of the month, and I don't know exactly what, but it's going to be something that I think most people would look at and go, okay, that's biblical. You know, look at that and they'll go, that's prophecy going on there. Something just so unexpected in terms of history that, you know, and of course people will doubt and then people will just not believe it. And that's normal. And people will say, oh, you know, there's a rational explanation for it. And I'm sure there will be, ironically enough, but something big. And by the way, I'm hoping that I'm wrong and that something big doesn't happen. I'm hoping that December is going to be really quiet, because then that just means I can lay this, I can put this stuff to bed, and not worry about it anymore, because it's really kind of a pain. Who wants to be a prophet? I mean, the pay sucks. But anyway, getting into, so, you know, what will it be? I mean, some things that I've seen, maybe in December we'll see what I've seen as the signs and portents. And the signs and portents are symbols and numbers that are going to appear all over the world about the same time, and it's going to be well beyond coincidence. And people will be thinking, oh, it's hackers, but it's going to, you know, we'll be seeing these signs and portents in ways and places that cannot be explained by hacking. It's going to be one of those things where just, you know, everything from the tea leaves at the bottom of the cup to clouds in the sky, just, you know, and of course, digital displays everywhere, computers, we're going to see these numbers. They'll be, you know, numbers like, you know, threes and sevens, and of course, maybe 666 and 13s and 21s, you know, significant numbers, and they're going to appear in ways that are going to have symbolic significance, as well as symbols. You know, we'll see symbols like maybe crosses or something like that, but it will be very obvious when that happens. And I don't know if that's what's coming in December, maybe not, but it's going to be something, you know, big. And getting on to some of the specific things that I keep seeing in my pointy little noggin, it seems to me that a lot of the stuff that's going to happen is pretty much going to play out the way Brother John predicted, although he described it from his perspective, and it's a perspective of someone who lived almost two millennia ago. So a lot of things he described won't necessarily literally be the way he described them. It's more of a metaphoric thing. And when I look at some of the stuff that's in my head, I mean, I look at it from a more modern perspective. So, you know, the famous ones I think people talk about are like, you know, the flying scorpions with the four wings. And something. Maybe that's a helicopter. You know, who knows? But one of the more interesting things I think that we'll see, and probably fairly soon, is the ability, scientists are going to find a way to actually be able to visualize what people are thinking in their brains. And they will essentially be able to see, like almost like movies. This technology is being developed now. And that, I think, is going to open some interesting doors. First of all, imagine what an interesting interrogation tool that would be, to be able to actually visualize what's going on in someone's mind while you're asking them questions. So obviously the potential for exploitation is great. Meanwhile, I think that this kind of technology and related kinds of technology are going to allow scientists to see memories, you know, discover memories in the human mind of people that they could not possibly have gotten during their lifetime. In other words, what Muriel and Yoshi discovered, I think scientists are going to discover, and they're going to be able to demonstrate this scientifically, repeat these results in the lab. So this is going to really rock the world. And then and all this I see happening pretty close together. And then after that, or, you know, in conjunction with that, scientists are going to discover the existence of souls, and not just human souls, but souls, you know, animal souls, and be able to actually demonstrate and track them, you know, using quote unquote scientific methods. Imagine, if you will, what kind of effect that's going to have on our society, you know, world society. Is profound. And there's going to be other stuff like that. We're going to see some scientific discoveries and breakthroughs and technologies that are just going to just change everything. And we've seen lots of breakthroughs just in the last century, but this, in the next, I don't know, maybe 10, 20 years, maybe less, we're going to see stuff that people never would have dreamed of seeing, and it's going to be happening, which is cool, but it's going to have a price. There's going to be trouble. And that's another thing. I guess you could call me a prophet of doom, except I'm not really, I'm actually quite an optimist, but, you know, I'm seeing a lot of horrible things coming down the pike here pretty soon. We had Hurricane Katrina, which is bad, but we're going to see worse than that in the U.S. We're going to see worse than that elsewhere. Hurricanes and tornadoes and storms of all kinds, blizzards, and it's going to be bad. So there's natural disasters, and there's going to be a lot of different kinds, and they're going to be happening so rapidly. People are going to be saying, oh, it's global warming, or there's a polar shift, and who knows, maybe both of those things are going on. But there's going to be earthquakes and, all the classic fire and brimstone stuff, volcanoes. There's going to be flooding and these storms, hurricane storms, and it's going to be really bad. It's going to be happening so fast. People are just going to be going, oh, come on, come on. This is just not coincidence. And no, it's not. I especially see a lot of volcanic activity. I think we're going to see a lot, and in places where people don't expect it. And that's your literal fire and brimstone right there, volcanoes, eruptions, not just along the Ring of Fire either, although we're going to see plenty of action there. But in other parts of the world where people don't normally expect to see volcanoes, we're going to see them. There's going to be, plagues and pestilences. We're going to see these superbugs and new diseases that we won't be able to treat. And just a lot of people are going to die from those. And, and it's not just third world. I'm sorry, folks. It's going to be all over the world. And in addition to that, pestilence. And not just locusts, but like frogs and all kinds of freaky things, bugs of all kinds. In places where people aren't used to seeing them, including the U.S., including, so-called first world and westernized countries, we're going to see a lot of weird stuff. I keep seeing these migratory birds and like insects that migrate, like butterflies. They're going to get thrown off, and maybe that's a polar shift thing or something like that, but they're going to get thrown off. They're going to die off in large numbers. They're going to appear in strange places where people aren't used to seeing them, and that's going to be a drag and a sign that things are wrong. In addition to that, all the natural disasters there, and by the way, also, there's this whole business with a meteor strike on the moon and then debris from that hitting the Earth. And I think there's going to be some other strikes on the Earth itself, not as big as that one. That one's going to be bad. But, just all that funky biblical kind of stuff. And then there's the wars and the politics. And it's going to really, the technology that we're going to see is going to accelerate a lot of problems it's actually, they're going to solve problems on the one hand, and then they're going to cause problems on the other hand. So that's, it's going to be a real bad scene. Fortunately, I see this, I see gloom and doom and fairly soon, but people have been predicting that since the beginning, and maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am, because I actually want a rather quiet life. But I see this happening, and then there's going to be this, and I'm seeing horrible stuff like, Brother John talks about people begging for death and it won't come. And it's in my mind, I'm seeing it's like Dawn of the Dead, people who suffer injuries that should kill them that won't die. And then when they find that out, people are just going to be really getting mangled up, and it's just going to be, and they're not going to die. And around that time, people are going to be figuring out that something is seriously, seriously going on. And that's, I think, right towards the end. Essentially what I see happening at the end, it's going to look like everything's going to get destroyed, but it won't. It'll look that way though. But we're going to, that's when the curtain goes up, essentially, or goes down maybe, but that's when we are going to know, finally. We're really going to know. It'll be obvious at that point that, okay, we realize now who we are. Not everyone's going to figure it out at once, but the word will pass, news will travel. And what we'll figure out is that we are, in fact, children of the Creator, and that we are, in fact, immortal, that we can't be destroyed as spirits, and that all this is, in a sense, it's a self-deception that we need to pull the wool over our eyes in order to grow. Because if we didn't have that, then we would not be able to do the things that we do that create all the novelty that has been created in the various previous cycles of existence. It's a necessary evil, if you will, that the Creator must basically create us as if we had forgotten everything. And we have, but it's still within us. We can find it. If you look within, it's there. But That's what's going to happen at the end of it all. And it's, Christians talk about the millennial reign. That's basically what's going on there. I don't think it's necessarily like quote unquote Jesus coming back, but I think the Creator will be revealed to us and then we'll know. And after that, I guess you could call the millennium reign. I think it goes longer than that, though, a lot longer than 1,000 years. And actually time itself is going to be messed around with. We'll be messing around with it. But we, we'll be creators in training. And I think the race consciousness of humanity remembers a time, as like swords and sorcery, magic spells and all that. We'll be living it because we'll be able to do it. And then the whole point of all that will be to practice our skills as creators, practicing, getting ready to actually be able to create entirely new realities. And although they'll be similar, the ones that last are the ones that don't change much. I think that there are probably a lot of dead branches on the tree of life where creators were got a little too creative and unfortunately created universes that could not sustain themselves and failed and did not converge. But simply petered out, and that's it, dead end. I'm hoping that this is not one of them. I don't think it is. I think we've been careful. But I know this sounds crazy. It sounds just absolutely crazy. But the good news is, we got the fire and the brimstone and all these horrible things happening, and I certainly don't want to be around for that. But at the same time, I'm kind of curious. After all this horrible stuff happens, what happens after that? I mean, I have a vision of it, of convergence, and it's going to be so good, we'll realize that we had to do all this. We'll understand why it'll all be clear. And then we'll be able to play with our, the solists talk about these tropical planets and paradise worlds. We'll be doing that. That's what that is. It's us practicing, using our skills and just having a good time. But anyway, I'm kind of droning on here and taking a long time, but I'm hoping that I'm giving a better idea of where I'm coming from as a prophet. And what that's all about and how that kind of fits in maybe with some of the stuff other prophets talk about. Anyway, this has been Volume 11 of Magic's Big Adventure. Until next time, this is Magic signing out.